Up temperatures tomorrow, mainly in the middle to upper 50s. Showers on and off for your Friday, 58 to 63 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got a couple of patches of rain, some of it north of D.C. and along the Route 29 corridor, Culpeper to Warrenton and on north. We've got rain there. Right now we're at 70 here in the nation's capital.
At 6:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brennan Hazelton. Coming up,
breaking news, demonstrators who are against the war in Gaza are back at George Washington University.
We'll have a live report from the campus.
No budget crisis is expected in Virginia. Lawmakers and the governor have made a deal.
A settlement from D.C. in the case of women accusing the mayor's former chief of staff of sexual misconduct. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Where did they come from?
A local community bears with a new pesky intruder. In Northeast, I'm Jose Umana.
It's 7 o'clock.
Video released a fatal shooting by police of U.S. airmen.
3-4, shots fired. Suspect down.
Last day of Stormy Daniels' testimony in Trump criminal trial.
Very, very intense cross-examination.
Deadly southeast tornadoes.
Heartache from one side of the state to the other.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The family of a black U.S. airman shot to death by Florida police say his name and reputation have been tarnished by law enforcement. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Moments later, 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson in his off-base apartment in Fort Walton Beach was fatally wounded.
3-4, shots fired. Suspect down.
Family attorney Benjamin Crump says nothing in his background shows he would have engaged police.
Roger Fortson was the best America had to offer.
The deputy did announce himself. Not once, but twice.
Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden.
He arrived at the door with a firearm in his hand.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Stormy Daniels' testimony in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial wraps up. A defense attorney accused Daniels of altering the details of an alleged 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It was very, very tense and contentious cross-examination both this morning and the other day. And you could see Stormy Daniels bracing herself for these questions. They tried to paint her as motivated by money.
A second defense motion requesting a mistrial has been denied. Some 64 million people are under a severe weather threat from Texas to the nation's capital. It comes after deadly tornadoes in the southeast last night. One person died near Charlotte, North Carolina, and two others in central Tennessee, where Bill Lee is governor.
We had terrific storms last night, lots of damage.
Patrick Sheehan heads the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency.
We're estimating about 100 houses were impacted in some way, shape, or form, and perhaps up to 40 of those suffered some significant damage, major or destroyed damage. So we'll be working with the community to do a more formal damage assessment starting tomorrow morning at first light.
Pushback to President Biden's threat to block more weapons if Israel invades Rafah. Reporter Yotam Confino in Herzliya, Israel.
Netanyahu and the defense minister Yoav Gallant both issued statements hinting at responding to Biden. They both said that Israel will finish the job with or without any support.
And reaction from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The consequences of this decision, Mr. President, are going to change the region and the world for all the worse. I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, change course.
Stocks jumped on Wall Street. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 here on WTOP, Thursday evening, May 9th, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 72 degrees. We have rain in Prince William and Fairfax counties. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top stories that we're following this hour.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters have returned to George Washington University's campus. This comes soon after their encampment was taken apart by police with several arrests. Although we've learned only six students were among the more than 30 people arrested. As for what's happening right now, we take you live to WTOP's Scott Gelman on campus.
Dimitri, I'm here on the corner of 21st and 8th Street. This all started as protesters returned to campus around 5 o'clock today. They put out a call to action on social media. This is a large group They are chanting Free, Free Palestine. They were just chanting a few minutes ago, we're not leaving, we're not leaving. A couple of minutes ago, I had a chance to catch up with a demonstrator who says she was pepper sprayed here yesterday as D.C. police cleared out the encampment.
Repression only makes us stronger. Historically, repression only makes us stronger. The more they brutalize us, we will come back in by orders of magnitude.
And just seconds before coming on with you, Dimitri, I also had the chance to hear from a Jewish student who said demonstrations like these are threatening.
As a Jewish student, when they're calling for an Intifada revolution, they're calling for the death of the Jewish people. That's threatening for any and all Jewish students on this campus.
Now, we have not heard back from DW officials as for an official comment on what's happening here. D.C. police telling us tonight that they are monitoring this demonstration. They will continue to put road closures in effect as this goes on. That demonstrator you heard from a few minutes ago talking about the repression and fighting back, he says he didn't know how long this was going to go on here, but it doesn't seem like they have any immediate plans to leave. And for MPD's presence, I'm looking down 21st Street, Dimitri, toward Pennsylvania Avenue, where you see parts of Pennsylvania Avenue now lined with police cars. Their sirens are on. 8th Street here on GW's campus closed. Several people now waving Palestinian flags as this group seems to be growing, at least 100 now, it looks like, here on GW's campus tonight. And of course, we'll continue to bring you the latest. Reporting live in Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Scott, very quickly, have the demonstrators brought things with them, like tents? I don't mean that they're setting them up on the lawn right now, but do they intend to stay overnight if they can?
It does not seem that way right now, Dimitri. They are holding Palestinian flags. They are holding signs. Some of the flags large, others small. There was a cart with food that I've seen several demonstrators eating from, but as far as anything supplies to stay overnight, it does not look that way. And it is worth noting that just up the block from here at 20th and 8th Street is where the encampment that was cleared yesterday morning was located. That is now entirely surrounded by black fencing. Just two D.C. police officers sitting nearby is that area that has been very busy in the last couple of weeks now eerily quiet.
It's WTOP Scott Gelman live on the campus of George Washington University. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have returned. Stay with us here and at WTOP.com for the latest. Also new tonight, there will be no budget crisis in Virginia. State lawmakers and Governor Glenn Youngkin have reached a deal on the budget. The General Assembly is set to return to Richmond next week to approve the two-year spending plan. It will go into effect July 1st. Full details of the plan are expected to be made public sometime over the weekend. A few weeks ago, both Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers in the legislature agreed to throw out a state budget plan and start from scratch. That was after the governor proposed about 200 amendments to the original budget. Well, there's been a significant development in the sexual harassment scandal surrounding the man who used to be one of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's closest political aides. WTOP's Nick Iannelli with that report.
We've learned that D.C. has reached a settlement in a pair of sexual harassment cases involving Mayor Bowser's former chief of staff, John Felcicchio. Two city employees accused him of sexual misconduct. While the D.C. Mayor's Office of Legal Counsel released a statement to WTOP confirming the settlement, it says it can't disclose details due to confidentiality provisions. Attorneys for the victims say they can't disclose the terms either. Last year, after Felcicchio resigned, Bowser said in public remarks,
"I've been completely devastated by these allegations since they were made."
In addition to being Bowser's chief of staff, Felcicchio had also been serving as the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And it's happened again. Another black bear appears to have wandered into a D.C. neighborhood. It's the second time this year we've seen this. As WTOP's Jose Umana reports, the community is curious as to why bears are suddenly attracted to the area.
Laura Wilkinson Behrens moved into the Brooklyn neighborhood in 2020, but she wasn't expecting to have two bear sightings in a year.
I think we can all coexist peacefully, but I am concerned bears leaving their natural habitats.
While she and her neighbors track the bear's every move, Laura says she doesn't plan to involve her two-year-old twin toddlers.
Bears and toddlers are both unpredictable, so want to avoid any bears eating my children or children accosting the bear.
Susan Young has lived in the district for over 40 years. She's calling for city leaders to search for the animal in nearby Fort Bunker Hill.
Wouldn't be somebody be curious just to see if there's like a family up there?
In Northeast D.C., Jose Umana, WTOP News.
Stay with us here on WTOP. Coming up, people seem less interested in plant-based meat. Is it the price? Stay with us tonight on WTOP.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, 270 southbound at 355. Police are on the scene of a crash getting by to the right just before you get onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Northbound 270, just a tap of the brakes here and there. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each running pretty well. Heaviest traffic on the BW Parkway is northbound through Greenbelt, southbound through Fort Meade. Nothing on 95 and clear on 50 out to Annapolis and the Bay Bridge. A little bit of slow traffic here and there on the Beltway, but not much really left at this point. In the district, southbound 3rd Street Tunnel at the ramp to go toward the 14th Street Bridge. I believe the crash has been along the right side of the roadway, and they cleared the one on 695 eastbound at 6th Street Southeast, and that's gone now. In Virginia, 395 and 95 doing all right, but Prince William County still has the water rescue on 234 south at Lake Jackson, and that still has quite a delay in that area. Not sure if traffic is getting by. If they are, they are under police direction. There had been a medevac going to that incident. Headed toward Manassas, though, on 234, the lanes are open. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the evening, scattered showers will begin to overspread from west to east. Could find some brief heavier downpours along with a few rumbles of thunder. Those showers will draw to a close later tonight with wake-up temperatures tomorrow mainly in the middle to upper 50s. Showers on and off for your Friday, 58 to 63 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
In his traffic report, Bob mentioned a water rescue in Prince William County. That is also where there's a lot of rain tonight in the central and southern parts of both Prince William and Fairfax counties and Fauquier County as well. This system is pushing west to east across the area. So right now, for example, Burke is getting rain, Lake Barcroft getting rain, and that system continues to push west to east into D.C., Arlington, Alexandria, eventually Prince George's County if it holds together. There's also a little rain tonight just northeast of Wheaton and some heavier rain in areas north of Baltimore, northern Baltimore County and Carroll County. Fort Belvoir is at 72, Foggy Bottom 70, Silver Spring 67 degrees. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It'll be a cooler night than we've experienced recently, down to 55 in parts of the area. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour, and Jeff Claypool.
Beyond Meat sales fell for the 8th straight quarter, with consumers turned away by prices. Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max will be bundled together and at a streaming discount. Musical instrument and performance equipment retailer Sam Ash Music has filed for bankruptcy and plans to liquidate. The Dow gained ground for the 7th straight trading day Thursday, up 331 points. The S&P 500 up 26. The NASDAQ up 44. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Savings are in bloom at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up here on WTOP, it may very well be a new chapter in the U.S. relationship with Israel as President Biden starts holding back some weapons. We'll go live to WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green, who is traveling with the defense secretary late this week. Stay with us tonight. It's 7:12.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Later this half hour on WTOP, there are all kinds of scams floating around. But which one is the Secret Service warning you about? More from WTOP in about 30 seconds. Stay with us.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit KeeperSecurity.com.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Now 7:15 on WTOP. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a U.S. threat to withhold some arms would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister even used the expression, "We will fight with our fingernails if we have to." It's a strong sign that he may push on with an invasion of the packed city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip against the wishes of the United States, its closest ally. President Biden has urged Israel not to go ahead with such an operation over fears it would make a humanitarian catastrophe even worse. The president adds the U.S. would not provide offensive weapons for any kind of Rafah attack. Well, we'll take you live tonight to WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. He is traveling with the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, in South Carolina, and J.J. is with us from Columbia tonight. J.J., the Pentagon leaders never talk politics. That is a hard and fast rule. That said, what can you tell us about the Defense Secretary's role in these decisions, maybe to hold back some bombs and some weapons from Israel?
That's right, Dimitri. Good evening. You're exactly right. The Pentagon leaders never talk politics, but the Defense Secretary's role is key in these decisions. And part of the reason for that is because the Pentagon is a planning organization. That's what they do, is figure out the best options for the chief executive, for the president, and pass those options on to him or her. And the situation is this. They know what Israel has said it wants to do. They know what role the U.S.'s weapons would play in that. They know which ones might be used, which ones might not, and the best options for how to send a message to Israel, but at the same time, not to harm them. And, you know, this is really, a lot of it has to do with, okay, Mr. Secretary, what do you think? What does your team tell you? And it's not something that's very foreign at all for the Defense Secretary's opinion to matter in these things, because after all, that's why he's there.
Let's turn to one of the other major wars in the world right now. Sadly, we have many of them. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is what I'm referring to. What is the DOD perspective there after the hard-fought battle to approve new funding for Ukraine? Now, one of the criticisms has been that President Biden has been holding back, instead of just throwing the kitchen sink at Russia and sending everything we've got over there to help the Ukrainians.
One thing, Dmitry, that's really important is that recently we were at the Pentagon, and the Secretary of Defense was asked about, you know, what the U.S.'s plans were in terms of what Ukraine was doing. And somebody asked this question about whether or not the U.S. was doing enough to help Ukraine win the war. You know, there's all this talk about the U.S. doing enough to keep them from losing, but is the U.S. doing enough to make sure they win? And they've made it clear, he's made it clear, they're in this to win it. And these weapons, these new capabilities that Ukraine is going to be able to benefit from the U.S. Funding, these are all key to making sure they can do that, to keep them in this fight. One of the things Russia has been counting on, Moscow's been counting on, is the West getting tired, the West not wanting to continue to fund Ukraine's war and to just abandon them. But what's happened is the U.S. has proven that it's going to be there. And I think this is something that the Pentagon is hyping right now. Make sure that you know we're there for you, Ukraine, and everybody else that's in a free democratic situation that wants to stay that way. The U.S. will not abandon you.
Final few seconds here, JJ. You're traveling with the defense secretary. He's there meeting with ROTC in South Carolina. There's a commencement ceremony he speaks at tomorrow. This is really all about the future of the military.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dmitry. These young people are the future of the U.S. military. It's very interesting today. They were all commissioned today. And I'm not sure how much you know about Orangeburg, South Carolina. It's a very rural place. It's out in the middle of what some might call nowhere, but it is somewhere. And these people that are there are somebody. And imagine this, you're a young person who's just been commissioned, second lieutenant in the Army or whatever service you're in, and the Secretary of Defense greets you there in this place where most folks would not dare to go or would not want to visit. It sends a strong message about the value, your value to the future of the military. And I think that's exactly what he wanted to achieve by coming here to visit this place.
That's WTOP's J.J. Green, national security correspondent in Columbia, South Carolina, traveling at the end of this week here with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin there in South Carolina. Well, we are brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute. I'll say it again. We're brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute. It's now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. VSIspine.com. Next to the traffic center and Bob Immler.
Well, southbound 3rd Street Tunnel, believe they cleared the crash at the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Brief slowdowns on the freeway, and they cleared the crash on 695 East at 6th Street. Now in Maryland, southbound on 270 near Old Georgetown Road, there has been a crash along the left side of the roadway. Believe it's still there. It's after Old Georgetown and closer to 355 and just before the Beltway, in fact, as you get by to the right. Beltway itself nearly cleared out, tap of the brakes here and there. And things are running well on 270 headed northbound, briefly slow in Clarksburg. That's it. 95 Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a tap of the brakes here and there, and 50 is clear out to the Bay Bridge. And in Virginia, on both 395 and 95, you're good to go. You do slow briefly into Woodbridge on 95 south, getting over the Occoquan, and still with the water rescue on southbound 234 at Lake Jackson, though they may have moved on because speeds have picked up there. Things on 66 are running pretty well in both directions. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life Electronic Device and Pet Health Insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Bob Inley, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Scattered showers and perhaps a few heavier downpours moving through the later evening hours. A few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out with temperatures that are going to be in the 60s. Moving into the overnight, scattered showers will draw to a close, mid-50s to around 60 by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's a cooler day. Many neighborhoods will struggle to hit the 60-degree mark with on-and-off showers. Mostly cloudy, showers are likely on Saturday. We're in the 60s, near 70 for Mother's Day, and a chance for a few showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have some pretty heavy rain in Clifton, Virginia, and other parts of Fairfax County to the south and west of the county. Most of Prince William County continues to get rain. The southern half of Fauquier County getting some rain as well. And this system continues to push west to east. That means if it hasn't already, drivers along the Fairfax County Beltway and right along the Woodrow Wilson Bridge are going to be getting some rain. We'll see some rain in D.C. and parts of Prince George's County in the next few minutes as this system pushes west to east across northern Virginia or parts of northern Virginia and into D.C. and the central parts of the WTOP listening area. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. College Park now at 68 degrees. Some of us could be down to the middle 50s overnight. Quick look at the top stories we're working on WTOP. It was more than 7 hours on the stand for Stormy Daniels at the Trump hush money trial. Robert Costa of CBS News will join us live with an update at 7:45. Settlements have been reached in two sexual misconduct cases against a former D.C. deputy mayor. And WTOP has confirmed of the 33 people arrested during the breakup of that pro-Palestinian encampment, only six of them were students. A large group of demonstrators has returned to the GW campus tonight. We'll continue to bring you live reports there. Keep it here for full details on these stories and more on WTOP. It's 7:23.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
This
is WTOP News.
Now 7:24, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Warning here, this next story is graphic. A man has just been convicted of second-degree murder in the killing of a Fairfax City man. Prosecutors say that the victim was left in a trash can hours after he had asked the defendant to have sex, and that the victim was killed with a combination of punches and kicks and the use of a pocket knife to stab him. A Fairfax Circuit Court jury has found 31-year-old Aaron Robertson guilty of killing 50-year-old Luis Reyes in June of last year. Robertson faces up to 40 years in prison. His sentencing is coming in late July. Authorities say Robertson was experiencing homelessness at the time of this crime. The Washington Post reports before leaving the scene that morning, Robertson poured beer on the victim's body. The first stages of planning for a new Key Bridge in Baltimore are now underway. Maryland's U.S. senators are trying to make sure federal dollars will take care of what will be a very costly project. WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen have offered an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill
to make sure that we move on this legislation just as quickly as possible.
Van Hollen says the amendment would ensure that 100% of the cost of the bridge would be paid for by the federal government. Preliminary planning has already begun for a new span, which could cost nearly $2 billion and take about 4 years to build. Van Hollen has praise for all the work done to make progress toward clearing the channel, and he's calling on fellow lawmakers to help with the long-term costs of a new bridge.
This is a moment for us to come together on a bipartisan, indeed a nonpartisan basis, and get this done.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
7:25, let's go to Rob Woodfork.
All right, Dimitri, the first of two NBA playoff game twos is underway in Boston. The Celtics open on a 9-2 run. They lead the Cavaliers by a score of 14-7, nearing the midway point of the first quarter. The Celtics led by Al Horford, 5 points on 2 of 3 shooting so far. Later, Oklahoma City looking to take a 2-0 series lead over Dallas in the later game. The Phoenix Suns today moving on from Coach Frank Vogel after just one season, his 49 wins. Tied for the second most by a coach in what was his only season with a franchise. On the women's side, Caitlin Clark making her home debut for the Indiana Fever tonight in